They are young and within their companies want to contribute to climate protection and energy cost savings. Therefore, they have participated in the Young Energy Europe project, which is financed by the European Climate Initiative. During a course organized by the Czech-German Chamber of Commerce and Industry, they learn how to use energy sources and other sources efficiently, how to detect hidden energy hogs, and how to reduce the carbon footprint of their companies. Among the so-called energy scouts is Matěj Houdek of Penny Market, whose project was one of the award-winning projects. Now we will learn more about it. Hello, welcome.
Dobrý den.
I've been working at Penny Market for 4 years. My position has become more established over the years, and its current official title is Technology Procurement. I mainly deal with innovative technologies.
How did you learn about the Young Energy Europe project and what made you apply?
I learned about it from our HR department, which is actively engaged in opportunities for communicating our innovations and finding new projects that are interesting. Penny Market is a leader in terms of ecology. We have LED lighting in more or less all stores. We work with waste heat, install photovoltaic power plants, and together with our partners install charging stations. And generally speaking, all of our new buildings have high energy efficiency. Therefore, we selected food wasting. As the project name suggests, it is about saving food, which is currently being wasted or thrown away much too often.
Could you be more specific? How can your solution save food?
The food wasting project is divided into two parts. By using an artificial intelligence deployed in cash register systems, we predict how much we should purchase in a given moment and under what circumstances. In the second part, we use a camera system in which artificial intelligence is applied. Thanks to it, we can determine what a particular camera is recording, for example, a banana, an orange, or a bun. We can also determine the amount of recorded food. With 95% accuracy, we can say that there are 42 bananas in the crate at the moment. The third part is quality. We use two procedures to measure quality. Artificial intelligence can work on the basis of so-called color mapping, which depicts the structure of a certain foodstuff, compares it to a scale of other foodstuffs, and assigns a certain mathematical value to it. And then we can find out whether the peel of an orange is damaged or if a banana is rotting. It can be applied to all kinds of food. A spectral camera is used for the second part of quality measuring. For example, we can speak about an orange in which rot is first visible only from the inside and not from the outside. And before the peel is affected, the rot can have impact for a relatively long time. A spectral index based on the determination of infrared radiation can tell us that rot or any other deviation occurred in the orange and needs to be removed so that it's not purchased by a customer, thus becoming the subject of his complaint. After that, we can take steps connected to such processes. For example, we know that at 5 p.m. our warehouse is tightly packed with bananas, so we let everyone in our surroundings know via our application. Come and get the bananas, otherwise we will have to throw them away under certain conditions.
So, to sum up, your solution saves food, avoids overstocking, and at the same time prevents excessive food waste. So, rotting fruits, for example, can be removed on time, and other pieces do not catch rot.
V daný moment je pro nás nejdůležitější aspekt to, abychom nenakupovali to, co neprodáme.
In that moment, the most important aspect is to not purchase what we cannot sell. Not many of us can imagine how many hectoliters of water are necessary to produce a ton of bananas or a ton of oranges. When you then dispose of a ton of oranges or write them off, the entire process of growing, which is an immense carbon and water footprint, goes down the drain. The purchasing process is what we want to make more efficient. And after having purchased the goods, we not only save oranges, bananas and tomatoes, we also sell them more efficiently.
Ale my zároveň i efektivněji prodáváme.
What preceded this proposed solution? Did you do any research as far as figures are concerned, for example?
Úplně v počátku byla aplikace, která rozpoznávala houby.
At the beginning, there was an application recognizing mushrooms. That was the first impetus. I thought we could apply the same solution to almost anything, for example, food. And I know that similarly to other chains, we write off a large amount of fresh food, and this is troubling. We then moved to another stage. Last year, in 2019, we applied all the processes Iva mentioned to our market in Černošice. Of course, we had to approach companies that had experience with artificial intelligence. In cooperation with them, we performed a test that made us realize our solution was realistic. Based on this solution, we were then able to calculate all of the relevant figures, which showed us that the project was very interesting and that it would be very efficient to deploy it in the Penny Market network.
You have already mentioned that Penny Market embraces energy savings and carbon footprint reduction. How did your management, for example, react to your proposal?
Reakce byla jednoduchá, bylo to wow.
The reaction was simple. Wow! For us, it means that as soon as we get an approval from our management, we are able to implement the complete scope of our food wasting project in a pilot operation within a certain period of time. For 6 months, we would teach artificial intelligence. The objectives of this project also include a 6-month pilot stage, its evaluation, and then an implementation of the system in the entire Penny Market network in the Czech Republic.
Celou síť Penny Marketů v České republice.
In how many branches would the artificial intelligence system and your solution be deployed in the final stage? And how many tons of food could be saved?
Bavíme se o necelých 400 poboček Penny Marketu v České republice.
We are talking about 400 Penny Market branches in the Czech Republic. But now we cannot evaluate how many tons of wasted food could be saved. We are preparing for 2025 when the so-called food wasting amendment will be adopted. And according to the amendment, the more you waste, the more you pay. The amendment has not yet been confirmed and has not been fully drafted, but we already have its approximate wording, and therefore we have to prepare for it as appropriate.
Proto se na ní potřebujeme vhodně připravit.
During the implementation, have you thought of any additional savings, energy or carbon savings?
Tenhle projekt je tak rozsáhlý, že úspory se netýkají pouze produkce ovoce, zeleniny, případně pečiva.
This project is so extensive that savings do not only concern the production of fruits, vegetables and possibly bakery products, but they also concern the fact that nobody needs to grow the fruits and vegetables in the first place, which is great. And if they are already grown, we try to sell them. As for fruits and vegetables that have not yet been grown, we save not only the act of growing, but also in transportation and storage. Imagine bakery products, many of which are half-baked and need to be stored as frozen semi-finished products. Imagine that your freezer is on all the time, during transportation and storage up until the defrosting of some pieces. That is a huge amount of carbon that is consumed. And we can prevent all of that by reducing what does not need to be grown and by dealing more efficiently with what is already at a store or in a warehouse. Then we try to sell as much as possible to reduce wasting.
You also convinced the expert jury in the Young Energy Europe project about your success. You and your team are among the award winners. What specifically are you taking away from your participation in the project?
Young Energy Europe pro nás bylo obrovskou zkušeností.
Our participation in the Young Energy Europe project has been a great experience for us, mainly because it broadened our horizons as to how to view ecology. One aspect in ecology says save CO2, save water, save kilowatt hours, which is simple, and you have to raise awareness around you. But as soon as you motivate the store not to waste fruits and vegetables, and you somehow explain to them what impact it has, then the person takes it differently, and you can experience two joys. The first joy is that you educate someone, train them, pass on what you have learned. And the second joy is that you are not alone in caring whether the food reaches its destination or whether it ends up in the soil as substrate.
As a successful participant of the Young Energy Europe project, what message would you send to those that are considering applying?
Young Energy Europe nebyla ztráta času. Young Energy mi otevřela obzor.
Young Energy Europe was not a waste of time. Young Energy Europe opened my horizons as to how to view ecology from a different perspective. At the same time, I established new contacts that helped me move forward in my professional life. I would recommend everyone who is interested in the environmental aspects of a company where they hold a position to at least visit the website. In my opinion, it was worth it.
Alespoň z mého pohledu to stálo za to.
Says the successful participant of the 2020 Young Energy Europe course, Matěj Houdek of Penny Market, whose project received an award from an expert jury.